We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back. This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Lord Hobo in the Seaport. Mutt. Lou's not here. Mutt's in for Lou.
No, the pictures say Lou's
here. Christian's
here. The props say
here.
Lou is here.
Any red boarding from Lou?
No, I haven't seen any. Not red boarding, but typical Lou yelling at Red Sox fans this morning.
For
I didn't
what?
Say that. You didn't. Whatever. Everything.
Yeah.
I didn't.
He's back on Twitter.
You can tell. Get that little tone in his voice.
Take his
he is
going
to come in here
away.
Tuesday and just be fired up.
You still think Trevor Story stinks now?
Yeah. You were booing him.
Yeah, Red Sox fans. I told you guys. I was right. You were all wrong, you idiots. That's what you're getting next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, like he predicted it.
Like the lights being
like,
down here. Beautiful.
And it's historic, change with Story, Verdugo, you name it. Like everybody is like hitting the lights out, right? So he predicted that?
He did.
I don't remember him predicting that.
I'm just telling you. He said it was early.
Okay. Yeah, he told us to shut up about the Carl Crawford comparison.
Well, that wasn't me or you. You
no,
said
it was
you
my
said
friends.
That Trevor
my
Story should have
Jason Master
got
Donato.
Out of the batting cages, and he should have stopped practicing and went and faced the music with all the reporters who were ready to give him those hard questions about why he can't hit.
Just want him to talk to the media. It's a
he
tuition.
Was working on his craft.
It's a relationship. We have game six tonight against the Heat. Can we talk about the Celtics,
please?
It's
a crappy relationship. Let's be honest. It's a terrible. It's a one-sided relationship, isn't it?
For some of you. Yeah, it is. And I say you.
You say me?
Yeah, you.
I had a great relationship with the media.
Guess what? You are the media now.
And I have a great relationship with
you
myself.
You are a fan favorite. You actually were. The media, that's why you're in the media now.
That's exactly why.
Like, Steve, how do I do this app? I want to make some easy money. How do I do TV? How do I sit with you after a game and just break it down? Rochi, what do I do?
No, and Steve would say, just make a statement and then put the microphone in front of his face.
Don't ask me my question. Talk about it. Coach, talk about
yeah,
it. Bam.
That's him.
Nailed
that's
it.
Talk about
nailed
it.
Yeah, that's his line. Go ahead, Mago.
Can we talk about
he had a lot to get going on.
Got a lot to get going on with the Celtics.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Grant Williams?
Sure.
Batman. We haven't heard Batman in a while, right?
Batman.
He hasn't been pushing the Batman thing. It's not like with Terry Rozier when they were making that 2018 run and started doing all this Scary Terry. There was a point where I was thinking about buying Scary Terry slides for the beach.
Really?
I'm glad I didn't.
Like Drew Bledsoe, he had his t-shirt
on. In hindsight, that would be a bad purchase.
Solid non-purchase, yes.
All right, so Grant had a one-on-one with Michael Pina. From Sports Illustrated. Just a few little nuggets here. He was asked, do you look at other players in the league as a model to what day you someday you might become? It's hard to read.
Come on.
Who does he look for as a role model?
He
looks at Charles Barkley. Does that surprise you?
That's like a similar body type, maybe.
Undersized, big guy. I could see that.
Very opinionated.
Yeah, talks. He does
won't
talk
shut the
a
hell
lot.
Up.
Yes, there's definitely some similarities between Barkley. Not as talented, but there's similarities there.
Do you want to hear another one?
Sure.
Draymond Green.
I would think a guy like him would. Who wouldn't want to emulate? Like Draymond
if you're,
Green.
If you're a role
I don't
player,
think Jason Tatum is emulating Draymond.
No, I'm
Draymond
talking about
Green.
if you have a similar skill set. At least not you're not like a. Like, if you're trying to, be part of a winning team and you have to figure out, okay, you got to do some dirty work, and you have that athletic ability and you can't shoot like these guys, you're not a guard.
He can shoot.
I'm maybe saying,
he can shoot
if you
for
can't,
one spot
cannot
on the floor.
Shoot
put
like
him in the
Jason
corner,
Tatum, okay?
Threes,
he's a corner three shooter. He's not shooting like Tatum. But if you have that ability, why would you not strive? The guy's got an unbelievable career. He's on a winning team, and he impacts the game. Like, that'd be a great guy. And you're going to be in the media, and you're going to be on TNT.
He might be in media. I think guys like Grant, like, this is how you fill out championship teams. But guys who I think, do we think Grant Williams knows his role now?
No.
You really? He's loud. He's out there, but I think he gets it.
He's not Draymond Green.
I think he get, well, right now, Draymond wasn't Draymond. Then he won, and then Draymond, the Warriors became the Warriors, and he exploded. Like, I, personality wise, he's not there, but as a player, he's a very good role. He just defended the hell out of Giannis. I mean, Jeff Van Gundy. Stan Van Gundy's brother was the one saying that no team has ever defended Giannis the way the Celtics did. That was Grant.
It's funny.
So he just shut down Giannis, or I don't want to say shut down, but defended Giannis pretty well. There's some Draymond Green to that, isn't there? The best player and go defend him?
I don't see the attitude. Like, if you were telling me the Draymond Green on this team, and later on in the show I'd love to talk about the parallels between the Warriors and this team, because I think that there are so many, it's a little bit eerie. But Marcus Smart is your Draymond Green. Like, that's your attitude guy. That's your defensive player of the year guy. Like, eventually Grant might be able to, I guess that's what he's saying. Eventually he would like to be Draymond Green. It makes me wonder, and also because of this other answer that I'm about to read, if they do see the Warriors in the finals, if it's like stars in his eyes. You know, like, are some of the guys ready to stack up against what are, I don't want to say living legends in the league, but have already got, you know, they've had the belt for this era of NBA basketball.
You asked me, okay, you said, I was you or Mutt, but, okay, does he know his role? Does he know his role? Was that the question?
Grant Williams, yes.
No, I actually think he's one of those guys that sits and waits, and he tries to look for his opportunity to have some sort of hostile takeover. Like, it's going to be, hey, how do I become? I do believe that he thinks, like, he should be front and center.
See, I think that's Marcus. I think Marcus wants
but
to be way more.
Well, he is.
But I think at times
he's been, the most popular guy on the team.
He has been too front and center. Wouldn't you agree? For a long, and I think Marcus has bought in, like many Celtics have here in the second half of the year. Marcus is way too involved in the offense for a year and a half. And
he whose fault is that?
That was the coach and the player
management.
Himself. And Ime finally got to Marcus Smart, and I think he finally recognized he is not Jason Tatum. He ain't Jaylen Brown. He's important. He's a good defensive player, but those guys are ahead of him on whatever the pecking order is for this team. I think for a while, Smart felt like he was one of those guys. Hell, the unsubstantiated reports that were out there claim that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum clashed with Smart just because of that, because he tried to take too big of a role, and they thought, you're not on our level, which, may fair or not, it affects team dynamics.
Well, even when Ime took over this team at the beginning of the year, you remember the press conferences that Smart was giving after games where he'd say stuff like, well, you know, everyone knows the ball is going to Jason or Jaylen at the end of the game.
Yeah.
You know, and it was kind of critical of, hey, my role on this team. The way that it's constructed right now is perfect for them. Like, everybody knows their place in this hierarchy under Jason Tatum. I just wonder when they go out and face the Warriors, if that's the case, and I'm really hoping it is, because I want to go out to San Francisco personally.
If people missed that breaking news, if the Celtics win, see about someone with something on the line here, and 4A just found this out like an hour ago, which is great. If the Celtics win, Mego goes to San Francisco for 4 days. And covers the first two games of the series.
I think it's 5 days, technically.
Oh, sorry.
But if Miami wins, Fourier is going to Florida.
Woo! Is that true? Let's go,
I'm just kidding.
He might be going to Florida either way.
It's a bad joke.
Nah.
So Mego's got something very, very much on the line in this series. So, yeah, I think in the matchup of Celtics and Warriors, there are definitely some similarities. And we're already talking about it because we think they'll get through tonight. Because guys like Grant Williams have figured out their role, the Ime has convinced them, that's why they're a game away right now. And Miami has similar guys. They're just not healthy. Not healthy. They're hurt. They're banged up. They can't do it.
Well, just so when you do go to San Francisco, will you be wearing your Scoops hat?
Will you be your reporter hat?
Will you be asking the tough questions? Is that part of the deal? Like, you got to go into the locker room. You got to go into the press room and ask questions to the Warriors and the Heat. I'm sorry, and the Celtics. Is that part of the deal?
That is usually the job when you're working the games.
Okay.
Christian.
Well, I wasn't sure because you said you couldn't get into the Garden last time.
Well,
that
was a station issue.
Oh, we figured it out now.
No, it wasn't the pass that I wanted, and we will talk about that off air,
okay.
Christian.
It's
among friends now. Just hang out here at Lord Hobo.
That these things were off.
Equipment is working right now. It's okay. Oh, and it's broken. Just tell us what you
Here's another interesting answer to me that Grant gave. So, this Michael Pina. asked, who's the toughest cover in the league? Now, he kind of sidestepped this. He didn't name exactly who he felt like the hardest to defend is, but he did say, for guys like myself, the hardest people are small, shifty point guards. The longer, taller guys and the physical guys I'm okay with. But for me, it's always been a small point guard that's really shifty and quick.
Yeah, someone like me. Get down there deep. And
totally understand
by,
that. He's too heavy. Yeah. He's built for power. He's built for, you know, taking collisions. He's not built, he's not built for
it's not a truck commercial, Christian.
No, it feels like Ford truck. Built Ford truck. That's what he
Hi,
is.
Hi, it's me, Grant. I'm built like a Ford 150. Yeah. Buy a Ford 150.
Well, I was driving up there. I saw this big billboard for him. I forgot what it even was.
For Grant?
Yeah, for Grant.
Grant's like hawking stuff?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
It's Where was this? On 93?
Yeah, coming up north, I saw it.
It's called Granting?
Yeah, something like that. Look it up, Tyler. Look it up.
Oh, wait. No, I know what you're saying. About? It said, like, don't take this for granted.
Yeah, something like that.
It wasn't granting.
Whatever, I was driving.
You can't read and drive?
No,
I was reading signs?
I was texting and driving.
Christian. It's very dangerous.
I was preoccupied.
Never
with
do that.
Something else. don't do that, kids.
He's a spokesperson for Arbella, which we love Arbella.
Oh, we love Arbella insurance.
Jimmy Fund.
Love Arbella
insurance. I guess we'll see Grant during the Jimmy Fund, I'm sure.
There we go.
Grant wants to be in the media. Reach out and say, hey, we'll get you on the show.
We're all on the same little team now.
So I'm sensing from your tone, Mego, that you're not thrilled with some of the answers that Grant gave. Am I misreading this? You seem like maybe Grant's a little bit full of himself in the spotness.
No, I don't think he's full of himself. I think it's just he's one of the players on the team that I feel like it's so early for him. This is a young team overall, aside from Al Horford.
Yep.
But he feels so young to me. And I like it. Like he talked about the in the postgame video with Deuce where he left him hanging. Jason Tatum's son wouldn't dab him up.
And
so he has a sense of humor about some of this stuff. But then you also see the way that he's interacted with Ime when things are not going well and like screaming at his coach, like, I'm fine. Essentially get over it. And it's just when you're going up against a team that's as polished and professional and intimidating as the Warriors with the big three that they have, I just wonder if he's the one guy who will go out there because he can show up or he can be completely unplayable, as we've heard Scal call him before, and have the big stars in his eyes.
Well, so you know how you'll know if this is the case is after game one, he says, hey, can we get a jersey swap real quick? Can we take a photo?
You can't jersey swap in the finals. No way.
They will. They will definitely jersey swap.
You shouldn't jersey swap at all, but
and
there we go.
Curry's like, yeah, mine's going to be a crop top on you, Grant.
Yeah,
enjoy
I know, your
this.
Big belly. Like, oh, what you really want is Lowry's.
I don't think he has a belly. He's like, he's bottom heavy, you know?
He's
pear-shaped.
He's got a pear shape. Yes.
Well, so Christian's basketball breakdowns have devolved into like body shaming everywhere.
I know.
Player
it's
on
indirectly.
Every
I'm leaning there.
Between Kyle Lowry and Grant Williams.
Well, he deserves it. Lowry deserves it.
So we asked our basketball source, Gwen Ordway, out in Scottsdale, if Larry Bird would be at the game to hand the Larry Bird trophy out. He goes,
do it in Glenn Ordway voice.
He goes, I would seriously doubt it. I know that Cedric Maxwell is going to be the one that hands the trophy over. So
whoa.
Cedric Maxwell, breaking news.
There we go.
Maxwell handing the trophy over, not Larry Bird.
Look at that. He's finally giving away some information once he leaves.
He's full of information, man.
He was the finals MVP. That makes sense for Max to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I like
well,
that.
Well, this is the Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
Yeah, but the idea that Bird was going to fly in here. Like, come on. Memorial Day weekend, Larry Bird is going to get on a plane from Indiana to hand an award in an organization.
This is a beautiful place to be on Memorial Day weekend. He's supposed to be in Indiana instead?
He wanted to work in the front office here. It didn't work out. He went to Indiana, rubbed in the Celtics' face. Now he's going to come back on the holiday? No. I should have slapped that around the second we brought that up.
He's on a pontoon.
Max is
right
already
now.
Here. They're probably paying Max a few bucks. He'll go hand that thing away.
We'll have Scal do it.
Yeah, well.
I kind of wish that they brought in somebody from the outside. Max is there every
What's
night.
What's wrong with Max?
I love Max. He's great, but he's there every night. Like, well, this is a special
how
occasion.
Doug?
How often did the Celtics make it to the finals these days?
I got to say something. It's not that special.
It is a special occasion if you it's lock not, up the Eastern Conference Finals and you're going to the finals.
Another manufactured award.
It's a little.
It's not that.
It's an MVP award.
Are you the one who keeps putting this on the rundown? Nobody cares about this run. There's
no
buzz in the city. Tyler?
That's Tyler. But the award itself, it's nice. I don't need Bird here to do it. I'm okay. Stay home, Larry. Enjoy your Miller Lights.
Can we get KG to come back? KG loves coming here. He's probably going to be at the game tonight anyway.
Where's Big Baby?
No, he will be there.
Yeah, Big Baby.
Is the law going to let him be here?
He's in court.
He doesn't care about no law. Law dog don't go around here. He don't listen to no law.
The judge said he fouled out.
White Earp. That White Earp.
There you go.
Yeah, I got
Thank
that one.
You.
One for two today. One for
Jeez,
two.
I can't believe he didn't get the
or Tombstone. Could be
First
one of those
blood
two.
Reference. It's unbelievable.
Oh my
so
God.
Disappointed in you.
All right. Well, game six tonight, Celtics Heat. A former Laker is ripping not just Celtics players, but this generation's NBA players overall. We'll get to that right after trending.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
We are down at Lord Hobo in the Seaport. It is Memorial Day weekend, and we have Game 6 with the Celtics with the opportunity to close it out against the limping Heat. Larry Bird might be in the building tonight to give away the new Eastern Conference Finals MVP award, newly named after him.
We have confirmation from an inside basketball source. Not going to happen.
You know what?
We have an opinion.
He can always be your source now. Like, Mega, you should use him. You should use Glenn as a source.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that that doesn't already happen in our local media?
That people use Glenn Ordway as a source?
No. Listen, Christian, that someone turns to somebody else in the media room and says, you know what? I bet this. And then somebody
and
writes,
that's a source?
Some people say blah, 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 blah,
no,
blah.
No, no, I know that,
so
but I'm
bad.
Telling you that Glenn Ordway
We're above
is
that,
as big
Christian.
Of a, is about as close to everything as with the dealing with the Celtics as anybody gives him credit for. Like, he knows everything.
Everything I've read in the Sacramento Bee, and that's where I'm getting most of this information.
Well, yeah, that and the Sacramento Bee. You should use him as a source.
I
just
respect
use him
it.
As a source.
I'm Sacramento. Probably just going to go to Gary and Scal.
Yeah.
We're gonna hit up a few of your calls here. Let's go to Kevin in the truck, because I raised concerns about Grant Williams. You have concerns about somebody else, Kevin.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I look back just recently to that game they lost when they made the comeback, when Marcus Smart's chirping out of bounds and cost them a technical after he fouls out. That wasn't mature or poised
Which game was that? In the Heat series?
I think, yeah, in the Heat series. Remember the 40-point game for Jaylen Brown? Marcus Smart fouled out, and then from the sideline while they were making the comeback, and they were on a run, he was chirping so much, the refs gave him a technical.
All right, thanks, Kevin. I think there might be a little confusion there.
Well, I mean, he's yells at officials. I mean, these guys all do. If Kevin's point is that these guys spend too much time complaining at officials, absolutely.
Oh, like, yeah.
Do I think Marcus Smart's going to get ejected out of a game? I guess it's in the range of
next series. That should be
against Golden State.
That would be a good bet,
Kevin. Okay,
that's a prop bet.
Somebody's getting kicked out of a game.
I have a Marcus Smart prop bet.
You do already?
I gotta save it.
Let's go to Justin in New Hampshire. Justin, you're on.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, Justin.
Real quick. So tonight, obviously, I know that this team has the ability to beat this. Beat the Heat here, either tonight, hopefully tonight, not Game 7. I'm not so worried about the performance tonight, but what I am looking for is how will Jason Tatum play? Because we are not going to go in and beat the Warriors if Jason Tatum can't show up on the big stage. And he really hasn't consistently. He plays good one every three games. The other point I want to make is we can't just have Jason and Jaylen. All the supporting cast has to play good to beat the Warriors if they do reach it to that. I've watched a lot of their games. They're as solid as they get. So it's time for everybody to step up, not just one guy.
Yeah, Justin, so they caught, and thanks for the call, they caught the Bucks without Middleton. They've caught a banged-up Heat team. They're getting the Warriors pretty healthy. Clay looked healthy last night, 7 three-pointers off the MCL-ACL injury. Like, they are about as healthy as they're going to face. The caller is right. When they win this series, and they will tonight, Game 6 at the Garden, it is going to have to be all hands on deck against the Warriors. The reason why the Warriors are minus 160 So a minus 160 favorite already against the Celtics in the NBA Finals, because everyone thinks they are a better team. They've got the seasoning. They've been there before. And they're really good offensively, Tyler.
And the Warriors, a report came out today, they're getting back one of their better defenders in Gary Payton II. Don't call him Gary Payton Jr. Gary Payton II. He broke his elbow like two rounds ago, and he's actually going to come back for the playoffs.
So Gary Payton II against Marcus Smart?
That'll be a nice defensive battle right there.
Boy. So he doesn't like being called Junior?
He's coming back with a broken elbow?
No, he broke his elbow or fractured it against the Grizzlies, and he's coming back. They thought he was out for like the entire playoffs.
What is he? Have like some kind of bionic, like Gronk style thing on it?
He'll probably be an offensive zero, but defense you can still play with one arm.
Yeah. Dr. Andrew said I had a special elbow.
So Justin brought up Jason Tatum. He's been pretty good in this series. I'm not going to lie. He stunk it up with that one 10-point game. But overall, like Mutt was talking about this earlier, that he has not been shooting great. He's obviously been dealing with something in that shoulder over the last two games, but he's been a force everywhere else. And that's injury related. So
I think he's adapted like perfectly. Like he's obviously had his crappers, like and they all do, but I think ultimately, like when it comes to this, like, you know, the stupid Larry Bird Award. Okay.
Why is it the stupid Larry Bird Award?
Welcome to my side of the
stupid Larry
Bird
Award.
Making way too much about it. I agree.
Like, what were the other options for naming this? So it's Bird and Magic Johnson, right? There was the West was Magic Johnson, the East was Larry Bird.
Who did you want it to be in the East?
I'm just curious. What were the other options?
I had no options. There's like a player in Chicago that was really good for a while.
Oh my God! Right?
They could have done that.
Scott Burrell. I can't think of his name.
Jed Butchler
would not be Scottie Pippen after his last.
No,
eight
it wouldn't be Pippen. No.
Hell no. There it is, right there.
Oh, there it is. Jordan. I wonder how Jordan feels about this.
I didn't look.
He probably laughs his ass off about this.
He's taking it personal.
He does. He takes everything personal.
And I took that bleep personally.
He takes everything personal.
I'm with Mego. You guys were dead ass wrong the other day when we asked stock up or stock down Tatum. His stock is way up in the series.
Well, now it's up. He was a penny star.
That was Monday.
You called him a penny stock on the air.
That was pretty much a year ago, Matt. That was on Monday.
And I bought low. I bought low.
You're holding on to that now?
Are
you guys confident that Tatum comes
to the
A-game tonight?
That's Jordan Belfort across the table. No.
You guys confident in A-game tonight from Tatum?
What?
You're not. I think there are some Celtic fans who still, like the caller did, they don't think he's a great player yet.
I think he's
a superstar.
I think he's going to have a great game.
So do I. Close on opportunity. He was one assist shy of a triple-double when he was dragging his shoulder last game. Like, I've completely bought in, and I am surprised that there are Celtic fans still holding out for – I don't know what people – what's the next level? Just don't have the really bad game? I guess that's got to be it because everything else this guy's
done. There will come a time where he crosses over and he can –
He
crosses over like Brady or any of the other greats. It doesn't matter how many bad games they have. He'll always get the benefit of the doubt. If he wins it, he will be able to do anything he wants, and they will always turn a blind eye to the bad games, excuse it away. He's close to that. That, to me, is true superstardom. Even when you play like crap and everybody knows you are, they give you the benefit of the doubt because you've been there before. They trust you. They know you're dig yourself out of it. He's almost there. So crossing over is becoming untouchable. Like, that is what the true greats get when they cross over. They get a finals MVP.
Brady had
it.
You're right.
Yes, yeah. They have it. And that's what comes with it. He's almost there. He's almost there.
He's got to win, right?
He's got to win it.
On the flip side, if they lose to the finals, the Warriors, I think people will be understanding of it. If they lose tonight and lose on Sunday in Miami, Tatum will take the brunt of the fire from Celtic fans. I don't think that's going to happen, but as the best player on that team that's a huge favorite to win this thing, he will be shredded. If they with the shoulder injury, he will take the brunt of it.
That's what comes with it. That was our kind of like the discussion on Monday. It's like, listen, if this is what you want, if this is how you want people to view you, well, you get all the good. And then you get all the bad. Like, you get all of it. It's just part of the – it's kind of what comes with the territory. And I actually think, like, he's fine with it. Like, I like when I hear him talk, he doesn't sound like some stupid kid that is just emotionally – like, on an emotional roller coaster. He's grounded. Not one game doesn't affect the nut. The next – they asked him about it. He was basically like, listen, I just go home and I'm done with it. Good game, I'm done with it. Bad game, I'm done with it.
I don't know if I believe that, but it does. He sounds so much more like he's taking care of his business now than he did even last year or the year before. Mutt's in with us today at Lord Hobo, so we're going to take one of his loyal
didn't you feel like Mutt was
followers. No, this is a friend of Mutt. It's Jake in Boston.
Oh, hi, Jake.
Mutt, Jake. Christian, Mego. Hey. Are we all sleepwalking through the day today? Yeah, we're all sleepwalking through the day. I'm ready to go. The majority of the American workforce, they're off right now. The question is, are the Celtics mentally where the rest of America is, ready to basically mail it in tonight like they always do in a situation like this? Or are they going to show up and work and finish this series off? The Heat are plus 320 tonight. Plus 320. Now, you, Christian, and our generation, we know what it's like to put in work. But the Gen Zers, maybe Mego, you factor in here.
Right.
They're already prepping their Instagram photos and their locker room TikToks for the post-game celebration. And that's not the mentality you want coming into this game. We all saw Game 3. One of us thought this series was over after Game 2, and they came in and they crapped the bed in Game 3. Then they lost Game 1 of the Bucks series because they celebrated Marcus Smart's Defensive Player of the Year award too much. This team has like a gazillion fourth-quarter collapses, granted in the early part of the year. So the fact that you guys are talking and breaking down matchups right now instead of asking, will the Gen Celtics kick their own butt into a Game 7 here tonight? That's the real question. The real question is, do the Celtics have the testicular fortitude to actually show up instead of plan their Instagram for a post-game celebration that only comes if you put in 48 minutes of basketball? If the Heat show any sort of compete level tonight, the Celtics are going to lose this game. But I think that's the other question.
All right, good. Excellent point.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, thanks, Jake.
Okay, here's the thing. Do we really think that Grant Williams, Peyton Pritchard, Jalen Brown, and maybe Al? Hey, Al's like the dad in all the TikTok videos.
Oh, Al is getting his money tonight.
And so they're like, and they're sitting there practicing their TikTok dance, right? That's what he's doing. Like, if I'm Al, I'm saying, listen, just so you guys know what's riding on this for me. Okay.
I can only think of those Mayhem commercials where he's in the middle of the street doing the dance.
Yeah.
By the way, I like those commercials. Those commercials are sneaky.
I like the one where he's on the Peloton and he crashes through the window.
They're all good.
But that actor
should be in more stuff.
I think Jake, that would be the worst. He's talking about a Celtic team that did exist this year. So this is the part Jake's right about.
It's in their DNA.
That team we saw early in the year. I think they're past that. If they lose the next two games, even they lose tonight. They're at home. The Garden should be insane. As Jake said, people took the day off. They're down here at Lord Hobo getting lubed up for the game. Like, the roof should blow off that place tonight. The Heat are banged up. They're not as good. They should take care of business. And even if they end up winning the series, Jake's right. If they lose this game at home, it'll feel like the old Celtics. I will give Jake credit for that. I just think they've graduated past that. The third quarter last game in Game 5 was a sign they took a step forward.
Yeah, I'm just looking at like the Bucks Game 7, that first quarter. The Bucks were up at the end of the first quarter, 26-20. Like it was like they were beat down too, and they decided okay. And then by the time the second half rolled around, was over, it was 43-48 Celtics. So I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of sleepwalk through the first half of the first quarter, something like that, because they get smacked in the face and they wake up.
That'd be disappointing. That'd be very disappointing.
If they sleepwalk through, they can snap the
Heat's testicular fortitude with a big first quarter tonight.
They can send them to the
Bahamas.
What's more likely?
Cancun, St. Lucia.
They're already in Miami.
What's more likely? Honest to God, what's more likely for them to start fast tonight?
They start just like the third quarter. In my opinion, they start fast tonight at home. The building is rocking. They've taken the next step forward, and the Heat already have one foot on the Cabana ball.
Why can't they start this game like
Cancun?
Let's go.
I want that tonight on TNT in the games. So
why can't they start this like Game 4? Like they came out super hot.
I'm saying. Like,
yeah. What do you think?
I think first of all they've been all over the place the entire series, so the predictability is like tough for me to kind of
But you said they're going to win the game though.
I do think they're going to win. I do think. I'm just curious. It's all to me. It really is about like choking them out. Killer instinct. That's what I want to see. Let's not have a quarter like we had against the Bucks when they went and was 26-20. Like what the hell is going on? Then you got to claw your way back into it. And then they really dominated in the third quarter. That's when they really just snatched the heart out of the Bucks, and they just flat out gave up. You were hoping that they would come out swinging from the very first jump. Like that, we'd hope so.
They have some stuff on the line tonight in terms of getting those extra days for players like Marcus Smart and Rob Williams. And I'm sure that other guys like Tatum are dealing with minor injuries that are not showing up on the injury report. So they want the long weekend. But the other thing is, they should make a statement tonight. Like, they should freaking blow the Heat out, just finish this up, let Golden State know that they're not the young kids coming up, that the baton is being passed in this finals, and they're just shutting this down. They're shutting down the nonsense that began with the at the start of this ugly, ugly series when we sat here a week ago and were saying, wow, how much does this team compare to the 2008 team? And then they went and laid a horrible egg at home.
Well, I think they should win the game, grab the microphone, and say, Draymond, I'm coming for you. Like, that's what I hope somebody does. I hope somebody calls him out, say, I'm coming after
Grant,
you.
Grant.
It would be Grant, wouldn't it? Yeah. It would be Grant. Like, what movie?
Grant's like, I see Grant, like, waving and being like, hey, Draymond, what size do you wear, jersey? What size are your dimensions?
I really have oh, there we go.
Oh,
we
nice. All right. We got a Paul Pierce jersey in-house. And it's signed.
That's signed by
and
Paul Pierce?
Signed?
Finals MVP.
Nice.
Gorgeous. Awesome. Very good. All right. Let's go to House in Dorchester. House, you're on with Mutt, Christian, and Mego.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Like, what's up,
tonight's
House?
Tonight's game is going to be the game that we haven't had. That's the Jalen and Jason game where they both go crazy. They know what's at stake. They know it's a closeout game. Trust me, they don't want to go to Miami, and they want to give the boys, like Ms. Mago just said, they want to give them some rest. You know what I'm saying? They want to get them that 5 days. So I got tonight. They going in from the very beginning.
Respect. Thanks, House.
It's a great motivation. Well, I had not thought about that. Guys, we don't want to get back on that plane. That's
we can't have Rob Williams get back on that plane.
That's it. There's snakes on that plane. We do not want to get back. That's an easy motivational piece. We don't want to go to Sunday. We had the long weekend. We play. That's don't get back on the plane. Simple message by email tonight. We're not getting back on that plane.
I honestly, God, you're right. Can you imagine how just deflated you would be if you have to just carry this over to Sunday
against this group? Banged up Jimmy Butler.
What a nightmare.
Fat Kyle Lowry. Hero can't play. Your PJ Tucker wearing the T-shirt underneath the shirt. No.
There's more motivation for this game than really almost any other ones where you think about it. Like, honestly, God, we got to get on this plane.
Should be.
And we're going to lose a rest, and we have to go on the road with that, you know, just intimidating Miami Heat crowd.
Oh, so intimidating. You're thinking about that woman in the red latex bra.
How do you keep your focus? How do you keep your focus?
She was intimidating. She's like, I was intimidating.
How do you keep
latex
your focus?
Latex bra, that's...
Red latex or rubber. I don't know what the hell it was. With booty shorts. Like, very intimidating.
It's seared into your brain.
I just can't imagine they dress like that in public.
That's
like
the outfit of Miami, though.
I get spring break, like, when you're, like, 22, maybe. Like, hey, let's one last time. Let's go crazy, girlfriend.
Have you seen the bars around the seaport? I mean, not here. This is a very classy establishment. But some of the other places, it's like...
No, I have actually not.
Yeah, we're underwear top.
If I was curious what it would look like, where would I go?
Makes it feel so old.
Yeah, where would be the spot? Besides,
where would I go?
I think, like, Scorpion Bowl. That's one of those places where you might see it's not a crop top. It's like a straight up, you know, like the Seinfeld episode where she wears the bra
really
as a shirt.
Okay.
It's like that.
And Jerry crashes his car.
Sue Ellen Mischke. Bam. How about that pull? Sue
there
Ellen
you go,
Mischke.
Mike.
Can I get to John? John wants to rip Fourier, which
yes,
I've been waiting
please.
For
Let's
half an hour.
Jeez,
John's in the car. Go
hold.
Ahead, John.
You know, we've spoken a couple times this week. Christian, you really all week have been on the hard O scale, like at least a 9. I got to give you a
what? Yes, yes.
So, like Tatum, like you're prescribing what Tatum needs to do in order for you to like believe him. But here's the thing, like when he does those things, you're going to just change your mind. And be like, oh no, now he has to do this. Now he has to do this because that's what you've been doing all season. Like, I'm not going to believe in this team until they do this. I'm not going to believe in Tatum until he does this. And now you want, like, somebody to go out after they win and be like, Draymond, like, in their best, like, Hulk Hogan impression. We're coming for you. Like,
yeah, well, dude, I mean, that part, I was
you've been
kind of
nine,
joking a little
nine,
bit.
Nine
but,
and
no,
and
I've
John,
been pretty,
John, I agree.
I've been pretty
he's
fair
the guy
with Tatum.
He's in the red, white.
Fair.
You're going to see this guy this weekend. He's going to come to your Memorial Day barbecue. Red, white, and blue tank top.
Fanny
bad
pack.
Bad shorts, fanny pack,
oh, yeah.
Flip-flops, some sort of weird beer that no one else likes. He brings it in. That is you all
no.
week long
no.
in the Celtic team.
I've been,
Hardo
I've been
Fourier.
Fair with, I have been ultimately
oh,
fair with him.
Bull crap.
Why should we judge him and expect less from any of him than any other superstar in the city? Like, think about the superstars in this city that we rip for mediocrity. Like, it's ridiculous. So if he's on that level, he's on that stage, sorry, deal with it. And I do not wear a red, white, and blue shirt. I wear the shorts.
Fanny pack?
I wear the
fanny pack?
Fanny packs are in style now.
That's what I
thought. Do you wear sunglasses on the back of your head? Do you do that?
No. I that wear is an a ultimate beach hat. And the
is it a
glasses
bucket hat?
Go, no, it's a big giant surf lifeguard.
Bucket hats are cool now.
But they are back. Yeah. He was complaining the other night about his kids not wanting to spend time with him, and now I know why. Bucket hat, red, white, and blue shorts. There you go.
He's That's not me. The only hardo dropping this stuff on the radio. Our sister station in Detroit had a former Laker come on and rip, as Jake in Boston called them, the Zeltics, the Gen Z NBA players. We'll get to that.
We're back to Merloni, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Funky Friday at Lord Hobo. Mutt's in for Lou. Christian and I are here. We got Tyler. Yep. We got food.
John,
we got beer.
John the Engineer. Come on, let's go.
We got
go.
John the Engineer. We got
Zeke.
Here. Zeke's here. Come on down.
Well, we ate
it's a
all
party.
The food.
It is absolutely beautiful
outside.
Food.
Where's my food? Where's the food at?
And just for the record, though, even though it is, you know, like they're known for their beer, you can get a cocktail here. Like, you want a margarita, you can get a margarita. You want
we
like,
are
T-minus like
1 hour, 13 minutes from tequila time.
Really? Tequila
yep.
Five time.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. I'm hitting the tequila train.
Really? Okay.
I'm jumping aboard.
There's a train.
Woo! It's going to come through.
Oh, man.
Get ready.
Wait, look. Here comes the Elaine dancing for Mego.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Thumbs out. Oh. Feet kicking out.
It's going to be beautiful.
Thumbs up in the
Jimmy
air.
Jimmy likes Elaine.
Yeah.
Jimmy's ready for tequila.
You guys are mean. This is bullying.
HR.
Report you, HR. Call him down to Lord Hobo.
Memorial Day Friday, based on today. HR's not in the office.
No, nobody's there.
I think anyone's there.
They left at noon. Long lunch.
All right. Well, we're going to get to this from James Worthy, former Laker. He was on our sister station in Detroit, 97.1. He had some old man yells at cloud comments about NBA players today.
And I think because of the, you know, the rush of guys not going to college. I mean, Kareem had 4 years with John Wooden. Michael Jordan and I had 3 years with Dean Smith. You know, Isaiah had some years with Bobby Knight. So you learn the fundamentals. Not only that, you learn how to live. You learn how to balance your freaking checkbook in college. You know, there's a lot of things. So when you don't get that, guys are coming to the NBA. They're not fundamentally sound. You know, so all they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, and tweet and go on social media. That's it.
That is brutal. Okay, here's
crap.
The thing.
Big
if you
game,
wanna...
James, baby.
Here we go. Now, can we get out of the way? Because I think there's one person on the show who's going to agree. When sports was better when I played, go ahead, Fourier.
No, that's not me. That is not me at all.
Go for it, Christian. No, when I played the game,
I was
concussed the whole time.
You talk about, like, get off my lawn guy, like the whole checkbook thing. Like, that's like.
Checkbook? Dummy.
No, they got the Venmo.
No.
They don't even use checks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's I can understand an older guy talking about, you know, the basics and looking at a guy that just focused on the three and all that other stuff. I get that. And there is some, for most players, like guys that come out early, there is, you know, a getting used to what the NBA is like. It's like that in any sport.
Maybe in 2004. Like, this is such a bizarre criticism because, if anything, these players, if I was going to criticize something about this generation of NBA players, it's just how homogeneous it is. Like, they come out with the same AAU shot. They come out, like, with the same strengths and weaknesses. It's more of, like, them going through this whole machinery of AAU, you know, high school to college, and then getting spit out after a year or two of some big school like Kentucky or Kansas or Duke or something. And then they go into the league, and it's like these Cade Cunningham types, not to like single anybody out, but it there's a lot of similar skill sets across the league. And to me, that's like, that's what you can criticize, but you can't criticize they don't know how to balance their checkbook. Like, weren't guys going broke 20 years ago as soon as they left the league?
Yes, Antoine Walker gambled away millions and millions of dollars.
That is not the NBA today.
He didn't carry the zero.
Tyler?
He didn't carry the one.
The thing that I don't really understand is he brings up, like, I went to school and Dean Smith and Isaiah Thomas had Bob Knight and Kareem had had John Wooden. None of these guys are going to college anymore. So that makes sense that, like, you need that developmental period, but isn't the game better now? Like, guys, you mentioned like the jump shots. Like, guys don't have funky jump shots anymore. Guys are better ball handlers, better athletes. I think the game IQ has probably gone up over the last 10 or 20 years. So I think the AAU stuff and this generation of NBA players have advanced the game. He's seeing this as a negative.
Well, see, that is not for today, but on a really slow day in sports radio, you can do, is the NBA better now or 30 years ago?
Oh,
and you
God.
Will get 4 hours. Oh, but my dad would probably call in and say the NBA was better with Bird and Magic and the Pistons. People, it's not an ageist thing, but they don't like this version of basketball. And I'm with Tyler. Basketball has never freaking been better, never more athletic, never put more time and work into it. Like, I love the game right now. There are things about it I don't love, but as an overall, like, the NBA is better now than it was. Well, and I think that's what Worthy is stuck on. There's an older generation thinks the game was better in the 80s.
Well, see, the thing with AAU, it's like it encourages individualism. It encourages, in my turn, basketball. But if you happen to find a good AAU team where everybody's got offers and everybody's, like, going someplace, then you'll see good basketball. You'll see ball movement. You'll see guys sharing the ball. Like, you will see that. Any other team? No, you won't. So if you go to a team like certain the lower level teams, the basketball sucks. The higher level teams, like these guys, I think the basketball is great. I think the defense is great. I think the opportunities are less than normal, and every shot is important. Every like shot selection is important. Like how you get a guy open. Like imagine if like in the regular season, guys just say, you know what, I'm just going to take off a game in a back to back road game back to back. Just like whatever, let him go free pass to the basket. I'm tired, dude. Like my legs are killing me. Like if we start hitting threes, then maybe we'll get our way back into this game. But I'm not really trying to win this thing.
Now, when I first heard this cut, the last line about all they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, tweet, and go on social media. Honestly, my first thought was if this was a white, longtime NBA player who's a Hall of Famer, James Worthy's obviously black. If a white guy brought up the NBA players are getting tattoos, that would be a racist comment. Yep. It would be taken totally differently, but I think it's kind of being slept
because
on.
Because it's James.
Because it's James Worthy, who has cachet around the league to talk about this.
He sure is a great player.
Yeah, he clearly doesn't like the tattoos or players on social media. He doesn't like it.
You know who James Worthy needs to watch? Peyton Pritchard. This is exactly a fundamentally sound player who graduated from Oregon.
Smart.
I don't know if he has
coach's
tattoos.
Coach's son.
110%.
Oh, yeah. He's an effort guy.
These guys are.
Max effort
yeah,
guy.
No tattoos either.
These guys are out there. James Worthy just, you know, he needs to educate himself.
It really is stupid what he said, to be honest with you. It's so stupid. And because, like, if he had NILs back in those days, if it was easier to go directly to the pros, like he would be doing the same thing. It really is so stupid. Just embrace the difference. Like, and this is a guy that does pre and post for the Lakers, so he watches them every single game. But and he's got this weird, like, I don't know. It's like he's jealous. It's weird, right?
But I think a lot of older athletes, and they fit into this mold of I wish I made the money these guys made now. And that's how Worthy comes across to me. He was a great player. He probably wishes he was playing now because he'd make a lot more money. He also seems out of touch a little bit. The social media stuff, I might agree with, but what a broad brush. Lift weights and like lift, yes.
Shoot threes.
Yes,
you know,
yes I do want my players lifting weights.
And get tattoos.
If only guys presented themselves a little bit more like that last generation of players, like Allen Iverson, for example. Like this is the same old
talk
thing.
Talk about practice.
Every generation of players comes in and says this new generation is not doing
it. But they're not all like that, though. He's got it. He's weird. He's got some pippin in him.
There's different ways to do it. Ooh. Like the TNT crowd.
That, yeah. He's got some pippin in
the
him.
The TNT crowd does it on their show, but they do it in a fun way. Yeah. You know? This is just angry.
So if J.J. Redick said that, Tyler, would we be having
J.J.
a different
Redick
conversation?
J.J. Redick has tons of
he'd
tattoos.
He'd be fired by ESPN.
But if he
this
said that,
J.J.
He'd be canceled.
His
be
job
canceled.
Is social canceled. Media now.
Yes.
If it was Chris Russo, completely different way. He's getting roasted over the coals here. It's a completely different
clips
story.
Clips are everywhere. Yep. It goes viral. Absolutely. All right, we go on open line right now. We're talking about this, the state of basketball. But really, it's about your Celtics and why we are all so confident
in
the Celtics
we're
winning tonight.
Antoine Walker joins us in the next 2 hours on the phone. So we'll talk to Antoine Walker.
Antoine Walker will join us as
Let's
well.
Go.
Your phone call, 617-779-7937. Game 6, not a must-win, but boy,
you
huge
do it next?
For the Celtics.
Antoine Walker next? We can do it?
Sure.
Antoine Walker joins us next here. Maloney, 4A and Mega.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.